faith, a strong belief in a supernatural power or powers that control human destiny, unflinching trust in something sublime, an institution to express belief in a divine power, loyalty or allegiance to a cause or person. Satvan Rupa Sarvasya Sraddha Bhavati Bharata Sraddha Mayo Yang Apurusho Yo Yachtradha Saevasa. O son of Bharat, according to one's existence under the various modes of nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. The living being is said to be of a particular faith according to the modes he or she has acquired. Krishna told Uddhava, faith directed towards spiritual life is in the mode of goodness. Faith rooted in fruitive work is in the mode of passion. Faith residing in non-religious activities is in the mode of ignorance. But faith in my devotional service is purely transcendental. Prahlad Maharaj told his classmates, my dear friends, if you can place your faith in my words, simply by that faith, you can also understand transcendental knowledge just like me, although you are small children. Similarly, a woman can also understand transcendental knowledge and know what is spirit and matter. The Brahmins, cows, Vedic knowledge, austerity, truthfulness, control of the mind and senses, faith, mercy, tolerance, and sacrifice are the different parts of the body of Lord Vishnu, and they are the paraphernalia for a godly civilization. That was spoken by Kamsa's demoniac advisors. Lord Chaitanya said to Sanatan Goswami, Sraddha Shabde Vishvasa Kahe Sudridha Nishchai Krishne Bhakti Kaila Sarvakarma Kritahoi. Sraddha is confident, firm faith that by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. Such faith is favorable to the discharge of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada comments, firm faith and confidence are called sraddha. When one engages in the Lord's devotional service, he or she is to be understood to have performed all of one's responsibilities in the material world. He or she has satisfied one's forefathers, ordinary living entities, and demigods, and is thus free from all material responsibility. Such a person does not need to meet his or her responsibilities separately, for it is automatically done. Fruitive activity or karma is meant to satisfy the senses of the conditioned soul. However, when one awakens to Krishna consciousness, he or she does not have to work separately for pious activity. The best achievement of all fruitive activity is detachment from material life, and this detachment is spontaneously enjoyed by the devotee, firmly engaged in the Lord's service. Tat buddhayas tad atmanas tan nishtas tat parayana gachyant yapuna arvritam jnana nirhutta kalmasha. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, when one's intelligence, mind, faith, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge, and thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation. Sanishchayena yoktavyo yogo nirvinna chetasa sankalpa prabhavan kamangs tyakta sarvan nasheshata manasaivendriya gramang viniyamya samantata. One should engage oneself in the practice of yoga with determination and faith, and not be deviated from the path. One should abandon without exception all material desires born of mental speculation, and thus control all the senses on all sides by the mind. Arjuna uvacha, ayati sradhayo peto yogachchalata manasa aprapya yoga sansiddhin kang gatin krishna gachati. Arjuna said, O Krishna, what is the destination of the unsuccessful transcendentalist who in the beginning takes to the process of self-realization with faith, but who later desists due to worldly mindedness, and thus does not attain perfection in mysticism? Yoginam api sarveshang madgatain antaratmana sradhavan bhajate yomang same yukta tamomata. And of all yogis, the one with great faith, who always abides in me, Krishna, who thinks of me within him or herself, and who renders transcendental loving service to me, Krishna, is the most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all. That is my opinion. Yo, yo, yang, yang, tunung bhakta, sraddhayarchitam ichhati tasya tasya chalang shraddham tam eva vididham yaham. Krishna told Arjuna, I in everyone's heart, and I am there as super soul. As soon as one desires to worship some demigod, I make his or her faith steady so that one can devote him or herself to that particular deity. Sataya sardaya yuktas tasyar hadanam ihate labate chatata kaman mayaiva vihitan hitan. Krishna then told Arjuna, endowed with such a faith, he or she endeavors to worship a particular demigod and attains one's desires. But in actuality, these benefits are bestowed by me, Krishna, alone. Asradhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapyamang nivartante mrityu sansara vartmani. Krishna told Arjuna, those who are not faithful in devotional service can never attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Yepye anya devata bhakta yajante shradayanvita tepe mam eva kaunteya yajanti avidipurvakam. Krishna told Arjuna, those who are devotees of other gods and who worship them with faith actually worship only me, O son of Kunti, but they do so in a wrong way. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Vesya Mano Yema Nitya Yukta Upasate Sraddaya Parayopetas Teme Yukta Ma Mata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, those who fix their minds on my personal form and who are always engaged in worshipping me with great and transcendental faith are considered by me to be most perfect. Yetu dharmamritam idang yatoktang paryupasate sradhana matparama bhaktaste tiva me priya. Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me Krishna their supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. Arjuna Uvacha, Ye Shastra Vidhim Utsridya Yajante Shradayanvita Teshang Nishta Tuka Krishna Sattva Maho Rajastama. Arjuna inquired, O Krishna, what is the situation of those who do not follow the principles of scripture, but worship according to their own imagination? Are they in goodness, passion, or ignorance? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Trividha Bhavati Shraddha Dehinang Swaswabhavaja Satvaki Rajasi Chaiva Tamasi Cheti Tang Srinu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Arjuna, according to the modes of nature acquired by the embodied soul, one's faith can be of three kinds: in goodness, passion, or ignorance. Now hear about this. Yajanti sattvika devan yaksha rakshansi rajasa pretan bhuta gananshchanye yajante tamasa jana. Men in the mode of goodness worship demigods. Those in the mode of passion worship demons, and those in the mode of ignorance worship ghosts and spirits.